Blog Talk Radio.
Matthew 6, starting verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, sisters and brothers, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father, hallelujah, our Father, hallelujah, in heaven, hallowed be thy name, that your kingdom may come, when your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Hallelujah. Deliver us, Jesus, for the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Not just for now, but forever and evermore. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, 5 through 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless. God bless. His word is just powerful words. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Forgiveness is on the mind of the Lord for someone today. Someone listening to this right now live. Someone may be getting this from the archive. You're tugging like a tug in war. One side of you I feel is pulling out into you, telling you God's word to forgive. The other side of you is telling you, why should you forgive? And it's giving you some powerful reasons of why you should not forgive. It's giving you some powerful reasons of why to hold on to where you're at. Oh, but hallelujah, thank God. The word is here and it wants to reveal to you. God has something waiting for you. Through your forgiveness, your healing is going to come. Through that forgiveness, someone is going to forgive you for your shortcomings. Relationships can be mend today just from forgiveness. Stress can be moved from your life today just from forgiveness. Who is it today? Who is it that's in your life that they've been on your mind all day? You may have been holding this grudge for years, but all day today, this has been on your mind. This person has really been on your mind. It's time for forgiveness. God is giving you your confirmation right now through his word. It is time for forgiveness, for he has forgiven you. Hallelujah. And along the way, there's been others that has also forgiven you. This is your time. Don't lay your head down one more night with that on your mind. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and say our prayer, open up with prayer, and then we have a caller on line one. We're going to see if the caller has any thing they would like to say, and we're going to dive into the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. Thank you for your strength. Thank you, dear Father, for an obeying spirit, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father, for your people all around the world.
in all kind of different situations, dear Father, all kind of trials and tribulations. Oh, dear Father, at the top of the mountains and down in the valley low, dear Father, you are able to reach out, hallelujah, and be the comforter. We thank you that you're able to reach out to broken hearts. We worship you, dear Father. Hallelujah. Someone is weeping right now beside their bed, not even strong enough to get up in their bed. Hallelujah. We ask you to outstretch your mighty hand, dear Father, and lift up the brokenhearted, the bowed down head. Hallelujah. Build them up where they're torn down. They've tried all the other things, dear Father, but now they're calling out your name. We thank you for being there for them. Hallelujah. And I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you for forgiving us all of our sins. Thank you for giving us our spirit, for touching our spirit and leading us to forgive those who has done wrong against us, dear Father. And I thank you, Jesus, for all of the mighty, powerful things that you have done for people today who will not take out the time to say thank you. Oh, I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for those, for each and every situation that you pulled somebody out of, that you've moved death out of the way. Hallelujah. And they went around and still didn't say thank you. Never came back with a special talent to say thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for them. We praise you and uplift your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to come on and increase and speak to your people that I may decrease, that the word may come forth and heal brokenhearted, may make that decision for someone that they're waiting and cannot figure out which way to go, can't figure out which way it is that you need them to go. But you said that your word is like a light to our on our pathway for our footsteps. Lead us, dear Father, into your precious righteousness. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless. Well, hello, sisters, brothers, all around the world. Hope you had a great day today. What an awesome time it is just to get together and just relax and come into the awesome spirit of the Lord together just to rejoice. And let's just share some things together. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that opportunity. We thank you for the opportunity. We love you, Lord. And any time that we get the opportunity to just come together and just praise God together, just come together and just hear the word, the best part of our day, the best part of our life. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We do have a caller on line one, the 209 area code. Caller, did you have anything you wanted to say or you just wanted to join us today? We welcome you here. God bless, God bless, God bless. Let's go straight to the word then. Let's go straight to the word. Hallelujah. Today we're speaking of the Spirit. It's our segment title, The Spirit. What would we do without the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When you're bowed down and you're depressed, and you just need that comfort, and you go into your prayer closet and you talk to your Father, and then the Spirit on the inside of you just connects with our Heavenly Father. Or maybe you're doing something else, but it's something inside of you just keep nudging you, just keep pulling you towards that prayer closet. Nothing may not be going wrong in your life. It may not be anything that has been said or done that has you, or this may not even be your particular time of the day that you would normally be in your prayer closet, but it's something inside of you, the Holy Spirit just keeps nudging and pulling, saying that's where we need to go. Let's go and connect with our Father. Hallelujah. spirit to spirit, spirit to spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? God bless. The subject of the Holy Spirit is one of the most misunderstood and sometimes misinterpreted subjects among Christians and non-Christians. Many people are afraid to hear sermons about the Holy Spirit because of incorrect teachings they have received and may have received in the past, or maybe something that they heard from their sister or their brother. Someone else who have a misinterpretation of it may be trying to give you what it is that they heard. It could, a lot of the times, it's just tradition. Your mother didn't believe in the Holy Spirit, or your father, or the church you grew up in, and it just passed on, and it was nothing that you are accustomed to, so you know, lack of knowledge, you know, says my children perish from lack of knowledge. So that lack of knowledge can be holding you back, and you may not have never experienced it because of that. So it can be just a traditional thing that just goes from generation to generation of just not knowing, just not knowing. So that topic gets to be a very iffy topic that people are not for sure what to hold on to it or what to think about it. Some people think of it's more of a demonic thing, or it's you're in more of a cult if you're speaking, you know, in tongues. They relate everything together. The topic of speaking in tongues, and it shuns people. It often shuns as a result. However, the Holy Spirit is real. Again, I tell you that the Holy Spirit is real. We have different denominations. People are fascinated in one area about the Holy Spirit and about speaking in tongues, and sometimes they're not for sure exactly how to obtain the Holy Spirit. So it is even some denominations who will try to just teach you. They think it's something that they can just teach you to do. They can, if you just practice enough, then you know you will be able to receive the gift from God, and you will be able to have the gift to speak in tongues. You know, it is actually remembering just the words that were said. It is a gift, and it is the gift given by God. It is a gift given by God, and only He can give out His precious gift. So the topic of speaking in tongues and the gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, again, are often shunned as a result. However, again, the Holy Spirit is real, and He desires to work through you. You say, evangelist, He desires to work through some? Is it just some? But He desires to work through us all, through us all. The Holy Spirit is actually, it is for each and every one of us. The Bible never did say that I'm just going to leave this here with you, some of you, only the few and chosen of you. But it is there for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. We should be, get excited about the gift that God has left with us. We should get excited about it. But so often, again, we do just the opposite. Just the opposite. We run away from the gift of the Lord. However, in that same area, if the world can set up all kind of craziness out here for us, and we may rumble about it at first, and we may say a little bit of this, but after a while, we start to accept it as, okay, this is right. This is what's going to be. This is how it should be. And before you know it, we will even start to defend the thing that we know that was wrong. We will then try to defend it because we've got so used to it, and now we accept the things that was wrong as right. God bless, God bless. But, you know, we have to remember that in the Great Commission, when Jesus came, before he ascended into the heavens, he reminded the disciples that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. He said, therefore, for us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in what? The name of the Father, baptizing them in the name of the Son, and baptizing them in the name of the Holy Spirit. The Father is real. The Son is real. The Holy Spirit is real. It's the Trinity. How do you believe in one without all three? They are one in three. Hallelujah. He said, and then when we baptize, we should teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. For surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is real. We're going to pick up at the end. We're going to go through our scriptures on that, as well as a little bit as we go through. And let's just continue with, again, when we open up our hearts and are receptive for the Holy Spirit to work through us, then we can experience the power that God ordained every Christian to have. And we can use this in these last days that we're living in. Hallelujah. Gaining an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and who he is not is critical. It's a critical thing in order to experience God's power, in order to experience God's presence. A lot of people think that the Holy Spirit is a feeling. But I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit is not, it's not a feeling. It's not emotions. Now, although his presence can stir up emotions within you, he actually is the third person of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. See, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live in your heart. It becomes his dwelling place. Hallelujah. And as you learn to yield to him, you'll find yourself walking out God's plan for your life. Hallelujah. Let's just say that again. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then the Holy Spirit comes to live in your heart. Your heart now becomes the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is actually the third person of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So now you've got the Holy Spirit dwelling in your heart. Now you learn to yield, listen to, get your instructions from he who lives within your heart. As you learn to yield to him, then you will find yourself walking out God's plans for your life. Hallelujah. In addition, you will also experience supernatural powers, breakthroughs like never before, just by yielding to the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus explains the function of the Holy Spirit. Let's just go to John 16 and 7, and let's see how Jesus explains the function of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Get your sword. Get your sword. The sword is the Spirit of God's Word. We need our swords. And this day and time, we can't run on fear because we have our swords. So we should be ready for battle at any and all times. Hallelujah. Pen and paper, because we want to jot down and not just rely on our memory to hold things, but we want to put these in our journals, put these things down, and so we can use this day in and day out. So when you meet someone along the way tonight, tomorrow, next week, next year, who needs the word and they come to you and God says, pour out my spirit onto them, and you get ready, and you may not have that thought, but if you have some kind of little flashcards or in your home, you got it up against your wall, they can go to it and read, or you could read it to them, and you can get them set on their pathway of righteousness. So it's good to write things down. Writing things down also gives better meaning to you. When you write it down, you're seeing it, your eyes are actually imprinted it now in your brain, so you get to think about it as you see it visually. And you get to carry this thing out in your spirit. Writing it down, you can go back to it over and over again. Because remember, God's word works over and over again. It never expires. It's never a situation that it won't work. It's not. It doesn't depend on your ethnicity. It doesn't depend on your finances. All you have to do is open up and work the word. It's there for you. John 16 and 7. John 16 and 7 reads, "But I tell you the truth, it is for you, for your good, that I am going away." God knew it was his time to go. "Unless I go away, the counselor would not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment." In regard to what? Sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where he can see me no longer, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear." Hallelujah. We can't even take all of it that God has to say to us. Our minds can't even wrap around the word like that. And we have a hard time just with the word we have right here that he did leave with us. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Verse 13. "But when he, the Spirit of truth," I say it again, verse 13, "but when he, the Spirit of truth," he doesn't sound like an emotion. He doesn't sound like your feelings. "He, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears." And how is he going to hear? "And he will tell you what is yet to come. Here's from the Father, the Son, the Trinity is one, the Holy Spirit. He will tell you what is yet to come. Discernment. He'll lead you out of the pathway of that evilness if you listen to him, if you yield your life to him. The Holy Spirit will warn you of certain destruction that has been set up to destroy you. If you yield to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you yield to him, he will bring joy and glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I say that the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Anybody need? All of it's God's anyway. Anybody need something that the Lord has? Do you need it made known to you? In a little while you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me. Hallelujah. 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 And Amplified, it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is for sure for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Again, Jesus knew he had to leave in order for the Holy Spirit to come to the earth. Now, Jesus is leaving in order to make room for himself, the Holy Spirit, to show another side of himself to us. Hallelujah. Now that the Holy Spirit is here and dwelling in every member of the body of Christ, the power of God can now begin to flow to an even greater extent than when Jesus walked the earth. So let's just recap. We got the Father, the Creator. And then he shows him another side of himself and comes to earth as flesh, as Jesus. Now he's showing us another side of himself, and he's the Holy Spirit dwelling in every member of the body of Christ. Oh, and now the power of God can begin to flow in even a greater extent than even when Jesus walked the face of the earth. Let me tell you some more things about the precious Holy Spirit. Get excited in your heart. The Holy Spirit is the motivator. The Holy Spirit is the energizer and operator of every revealed plan or vision from God, that it will show you things that are to come. He's also the revealer of the hidden treasures of the kingdom of God and holds the keys to the inheritance of the saints. You're looking for your inheritance. How could you not believe in the Holy Spirit? You're waiting for something to come that already is. Holds the keys to the inheritance of the saints. He's the most valuable asset to Christian living. And yet many times, again, believers don't know enough about him to really take advantage of what he can do in their lives. Trust God to work in your life his plan. Stop putting God in a box. Stop thinking God just, you read a couple verses and now you know the Lord. Hallelujah. God is a big God.
You know, that's why you can read the Bible. I'm sure me, as many of us, have read the Bible cover to cover many times. You probably do like me. You start at the beginning of the year. You work your way through it. You get caught up on a couple chapters that just won't let you move. And then you get caught back up and you get back on track. You read back through it again. And whoa, whoa, whoa. Now you see something totally different. And this same thing, the power that you got out of the first time, you get double power the second time around. Then he shows you something else that's hidden in there that you just didn't see the first two times. Showing you different sides, different parts of himself. Different parts are who he is. That's the same thing he's doing right here, people. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, since we're living in the last days, it's going to be imperative that we know, how to distinguish the Holy Spirit's voice, that hunch or inner feeling that you have inside that is either directing you or telling you not to do something in the Holy Spirit. You can develop a discernment of his voice through studying and meditating on the Word of God. To meditate on the Word night and day. Don't turn away from it. You can develop discernment. That discernment will direct you. That's what we need, direction. Jesus didn't go back to be with his Father, and he didn't leave us alone. He said, I'm going to go now so that the Holy Spirit can come. Hallelujah. We have got to learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. My sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. He will never say anything to you that doesn't line up with the written word. So that's why studying the Bible is essential to you recognizing his voice. You can always take what it is that you're hearing, and it will match straight up. It'll line up with the written word. But if you're not studying the Bible, you're not for sure what the word is. So it's easy for you to take off running, thinking you got discernment from the Holy Spirit, and you're just running towards destruction because you're hearing from the enemy. Hallelujah. Is it making sense to you? Is it beginning to click? Again, listen night to Evangelist Vaughn. Let the Holy Spirit talk to your heart. See, praying in tongue also helps to sharpen your spiritual discernment and awareness of him. So we got studying the Bible is essential to recognizing his voice. Praying in tongue sharpens your spiritual discernment and awareness of him. Now, it may take some time to become proficient in recognizing his voice. But as you develop, pay attention to whether or not you have peace in your spirit about something you're about to do. Pay attention to those things. If you don't, most likely the Holy Spirit is warning you not to proceed. And when you acknowledge the Holy Spirit and commune with him on a daily basis, he'll show you mysteries and secret plans of God for your life. That he will unveil secrets for your life. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee,
and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. What did he say you have to do? Call unto me. That's not hard, sisters and brothers. And what will he do in return when you call unto me? He said, I will answer thee. You all been in situations, I've been in a situation where you really needed to speak to someone and you try calling them and they're not home or they may be in the same place as you but just can't hear your cry out for them. But he said, if you call unto me, I will answer. Not some other time. Not on today and maybe tomorrow. Not on Monday and not Friday. But he said, I will answer. So that's every time. Not only am I going to answer, he said, I will show you great and mighty things which you know of not. He will guide you into your destiny when you allow him to direct your decisions. Now, we have a problem there. We have a problem there. Everybody wants to be my life. This is my life. I do as I want to in my life. Let me make my decisions for my life. You can't, they can't, the preacher can't, the prophet can't, the Holy Spirit can't tell me how to live my life. I'm a grown woman. I'm a grown man. I'm my own woman. I'm my own man, making my own decisions. Let's go ahead and finish that. Look at the life of the person who makes those statements and live by those statements. That's the person who is going in the wrong direction, trying to carry as many as he can with him. That's the person who is bowing down to alcoholism, drugs of some kind, some type of abuse. Because we're not equipped to make these kind of decisions. That's the reason why. Can't seem to get that lust out of your heart. You're on your knees and at the altar praying, but when you come out, that pornography is still the first thing that you get. You can't get it off of you. Hallelujah. Let's get direct with our decisions by giving it over, calling unto the Holy Spirit and asking him, repeating the word back. You said you would guide me into the destiny that God has for me, that you have for me. So I want to allow you to direct my decisions. When you call on the Holy Spirit, you may say, Holy Spirit, I don't know what to do in this situation, but I know you know the answer. Show me what to do. Spend some time praying in the Spirit. And then wait on him until you hear him speak to you about it. There we go, another problem. I know, but wait on him. We got to learn to wait. And we got to remember why we're waiting. Don't let no distractions get involved in your waiting. Keep your eye off of your problems and continue to wait. Meditate and keep it in your heart that when you call, okay, now you're getting it, he will answer. So know that while you're waiting, he's just preparing you for your answer. You can cultivate your relationship with the Holy Spirit by praising God, praying, singing spiritual songs while you're waiting. Ephesians 5 and 19. Doing these things, it just helps to build your spirit. It makes you more sensitive to his presence. Hallelujah. It helps to build your spirit. Makes you more sensitive to his presence. Invite him into every situation and atmosphere in which you find yourself. When you acknowledge him this way, he will be able to move into your life. He will be able to move into your life just by your acknowledging him. Hallelujah. Just by your acknowledging him. I just want to take a moment and go to Ephesians 5 and 19 real quickly here. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to the God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While you're waiting, you shouldn't be telling your problem to each and every one. You shouldn't be getting involved with how big the problem is today, how high the gas is going up today, how the economy is flipping again today, how the 6 o'clock news and the 9 o'clock news, now the 10 o'clock news, and all of it's telling you about all the things that is going, seeming to be against you. Nothing wrong with listening to the news, but don't get consumed in it. There's nothing wrong with looking and seeing what the gas price is, but don't be consumed by it. Wait on your answer. Remember, we said all of this is the Lord's anyway. He's going to reveal to you and show you sacred secrets, how to get around the economy, how you're going to survive through all of this. So don't get worried. Don't give up now and don't give out. As my pastor, LaSalle R. Vaughn, says, do not bend and do not bow down to the situations that you may find yourself in. Don't bend or bow to the atmosphere you find yourself in right now. Just keep on acknowledging him, knowing that he will answer. And he will move in your life. Now, since the Holy Spirit was sent to help guide and direct your life, it is important that you set aside time every day to fellowship with him. It's important. Talk with him as you would a close friend or family member. And let him know your concerns. Confess the scriptures. Very important. Confess the scriptures. And he will give you the revelation, the insight, and enlightenment you need to lead you into the good life God has prepared for you. Too many Christians are lacking in this area. This is our opportunity to be led into the good life that God has prepared for us. Hallelujah. Developing a relationship with the Holy Spirit is going to cost you something. Just like with any relationship, you have to put something into it. It will mean getting up to pray when you don't feel like it. But you get up and go to the party. You don't really feel like it, but your friends bug you or you're anticipating it so much you don't feel like it, but you get up and go. You get up and go to your job and you don't feel like it, but you know you're going to get something out of it, so you go. You get up and you go. And you participate in gossip. It's been times that you said, I'm not even going to go over there because I know they're just gossiping. But you go because you feel like you're going to get something out of it. So in this relationship too, you're going to get more than you ever can put in. Because you can't beat God's giving. But it does mean that you're going to have to give something. You have a cost to pay. Remember, feeling, emotion have to be moved aside. You won't tell that your employer, I just didn't feel like it, so I just didn't come, and I didn't feel like it, and I just didn't come. You're no longer be employed. So even if you don't feel like it, let it make yourself get up and pray. Hallelujah. It'll make you, at the cost, you also have to let go of old habits. You're going to have to let go of old mindsets that oppose God's word. This is true cost. Letting go of old habits can be hard, but habits can be broken. Give yourself 2 weeks. That 14th day is not going to be as hard as it was on that first day to get up and pray. Your spirit starts pulling you out of the bed. The alarm clock now don't have to ring anymore to wake you up to get up and pray. You're up on your knees praying in your closet when you hear the alarm clock rings. Hallelujah. Got to change your mindset. Said we are new creatures. We sing about it. We quote it. Let's start living it. We are new creatures in Christ. All things have passed away. Our old mindset have passed away. Hallelujah. Our old mindsets, the things that we used to do that were opposed, went against God's word. As we continue to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, those things we should not want to do anymore. Hallelujah. But when we create an environment in which the Holy Spirit can dwell, clean temple, when we create an environment in which the Holy Spirit can dwell, you will reap the rich rewards of your relationship with Him. The rich rewards of your relationship with Him. I'm not just talking about money when I said the rich rewards. I mean your health, your job, your finances, your marriage, your kids, how they teach their kids, and their kids, and their kids, and their kids. Your body healing. Hallelujah. How many times you been going around that mountain, ma'am, over and over again with that same situation? How long, sir, are you going to stay wandering out in the desert? It's time to come on in. Start enjoying some of the good life that God has prepared for you. Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pay the price of what it's going to cost you? Are you willing to pay the price? Hallelujah. Somebody says, I'm tired of wandering. I've been out there too long. I've been wandering too long. I'm tired of wandering. I'm ready to come in. I'm ready to come into the fold. I want to start enjoying some good life. I want to stop walking into every wall that seems up. I seem to go into it. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8 says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uppermost part of the earth. Jesus shares with us that we receive power when the Holy Ghost comes on us. Acts 1 and 8 puts the emphasis on the power that comes on us to be witnesses first in Jerusalem and then Judea and the uppermost parts of the earth. You shall receive power. You shall receive an anointing. You shall receive all. You shall receive courage when the Holy Ghost comes on you. You shall receive power to be my witnesses. Hallelujah. Let's just take a moment and pray. Pray with me, will you? Father, I thank you that I am free. Father, I thank you that because of the blood shed on your son, generational curses have been destroyed. Because of the blood shed by your son. I thank you that I have the power to remain free. This is just not a temporary thing, but thank you, Jesus, for the power to remain free, and whatever demon that might rise up against me, I have power over it. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I've been made free from the curse of sin. And I thank you. I thank you that I now have power to overcome the world through your son, Jesus. Father, be glorified in my life that I may be an effective witness unto you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Yeshua, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we give you peace and power. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming into our lives. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your healing powers. Thank you for destroying yokes. Hallelujah. We never want to leave the broadcast without an invitation to anyone who doesn't know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you ever have. As you say these words, if you believe them in your heart, you will be born again, according to God's word in Romans 10, 9 and 10. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your blood shed bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. And in your name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you just pray this prayer, hallelujah to you. Congratulations to you. You are a new creature in Christ. And as 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Testament says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Friend, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to, starting right now. Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and his love for you. I would love to hear from you. Let me know of your decision to follow Christ. I'll be more than happy to get out reading materials, a Bible, whatever you may need. You can email me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can always leave a message for me here at the broadcast. You can call me on my home phone at 210-277-0495. Remember, Christ is thinking about you, and he only wants the best for your life. God bless you. Get into a Bible-teaching church. Follow under your leadership. And congratulations. Get ready to enjoy the beauty of being with the Lord. For you that are already have accepted Christ, but now you're accepting the Holy Spirit. Now you're wanting to see another part of God. Now you're wanting to him to dwell in your heart as the Holy Spirit. Now you're needing the Holy Spirit to show you things that are sacred secrets. Now you're needing the Holy Spirit to be that comforter with you and walk with you. Help you with your decisions. Direct you into right decisions. Direct you into the pathway of righteousness. To be an uplifting spirit to you in times of when you may be bowed down. Thank you, Jesus. You made a great choice, a major decision. But taking God out of the box. I feel someone saying, but I've been knowing the Lord for 50 years or more. It's more to him than what you know. There's still more to him than what you know. Take God out of the box. Let him show himself to you in a new light, in a new way. Remember, there's a cost to pay for the Holy Spirit. You got to read your word every day. You got to go into secret prayer every day. You got to start praying for the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues. You got to strengthen your spirit in the Holy Spirit. So it's just a matter, he's there waiting. Are you willing to pay the price? With the economy rising like it is, everything is going down, down, down. Are you willing to not hook up with the one who would never fail you? Who's truly in control of your finances? This is our opportunity. Are you willing to pay the price? To lay in that bed and sleep when you know you should be up in prayer? What a price to pay. Congratulations to all of you who are making that step. Hallelujah. God bless you all that called in. God bless you all that's in the chat rooms. God bless you for everyone in the archives. The Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit.
I know he will make me whole.
He will make you whole.
The Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Spirit of the Bride. Continue
all
to pray.
You gotta do is come. While listening
don't
to
stop
the song,
because the broadcast
does us. That you don't have a personal relationship
Hallelujah.
With Christ. I would be very honored
God
to
is
introduce
good.
You not to religion, but to a relationship.
Thank
Just
you,
pray
Lord
with
Jesus.
Me. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me, rose for me, and you're coming back again for me. Forgive me for all my sins. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart. I am saved. Welcome to the family.
Before I leave, the Holy Spirit is directing me to just pray one more time for someone who is still turning their hearts against a loved one. It's the time. Don't take it for granted that that loved one is still going to be here. This is your time to forgive. God, I ask you to touch the hearts of those that you are putting so much upon my heart to pray for forgiveness, to remove hate from their heart and replace it with your joy, with your peace that will give them true forgiveness. Oh, and dear Father, I pray that your anointing will touch them in a way that they not just say, I forgive, but, dear Father, that it totally wipes away from their mind. That this time next year, they can't even put all of the pieces of the puzzle together as for why they were hating so long. What really happened and what the circumstances were. Because I know you can do it, Jesus. You've done it for me. I know you can do it, Jesus. I've seen you do it through others. Oh, bring that brother and that sister back together, that mother and that daughter and that father and that son, that husband and that wife back together. And for the ones who you know, you've done something against your sister, your brother. I don't care how long it's been. They may should have been over at you telling yourself. God, I ask you, touch their hearts. May they run to their friend, their sister, their brother, their coworker. Then forgive me. I have sinned against you. If it has diminished your life in any way, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. God, I know your love is powerful. Let them accept your love that they may run asking for forgiveness and that we may forgive those who ask for forgiveness, that we may never forget that constantly you are forgiving us. If you had not forgave us, where would we be? We thank you, Lord Jesus. You said if we believe it, we shall receive it. Amen. So anyone right now listening who believe the prayer that was prayed, receive forgiveness in your heart. Receive it that I don't know how I'm going to bring this topic up. Such a sore subject. But I'm going to walk on God's grace. Holy Spirit, direct me to this person and how you want me to start this conversation. But I need to ask them to forgive me. I have sinned against my brother. Forgive me. Don't let what I said or did to you continue to erupt your life. Forgive me. On the other end, Holy Spirit, they really hurt me bad. I've been carrying this hurt around for so long, I don't know how to forgive. I ask you now to direct me on how to forgive. Teach me how to forgive. Teach me how to truly forgive in my heart, how to lay down at night knowing that I have truly forgave my sister, forgave my mother, my brother, my father, my son, my daughter. True forgiveness.
Don't lay down tonight with that hate in your heart. Hatred towards anybody about any situation. You may think they took advantage of you. That's the enemy's trick. If you say you're a Christian, God has your back. Who are you to stand up and get all outraged at someone? You're going to take it to the Father. He said the battle is his. It's not yours. You got so used to walking around with the Bible in one hand, and then you got the other hand with all of your sins because you won't forgive. All of the battles that people do against you, all of the words they say against you, you're carrying them around, trying to deal with them, trying to think how you're going to say, what you're going to say to them, how you're going to say it, what you're going to do to them. You got all of that in one hand, and it's a bundle, and it's weighing you down. And now the stress is showing all over your face. Your body is playing out. Your legs is not hurting. Your heart is hurting. Your arms are heavy. Because that yoke is heavy. It's around your neck. It's pulling you down. But you got the power in the other hand. But you won't rely on it. God said, give it all to me. This is your chance. Take ye now. Because in a little while, he's coming back. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. You may lay down tonight with that hatred in your heart and wake up on the other side of glory. Absent in the body is presence with the Lord. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. God bless you and keep you until we meet again. Until we meet again. We love you. See you on the next broadcast. Good night.